In a letter addressed to Pope Benedict XVI and other Christian leaders, 138 prominent Muslim scholars from every sect of Islam this week urged Christian leaders to come together with them on the common essentials of our two religions, saying the fate of the world could be in the balance. The president of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, Cardinal Jean-Louis Turan, spoke with us about the letter.
I should say that this is new because it comes from the Shiite and the Sunnite Muslims. It's a non-polemical document with numerous quotations from the Old and the New Testament. And it is a kind of a meditation about love of God and the love of our neighbor. I think the letter shares three convictions that Christians and Muslims have in common. The first is God is unique. The second conviction is God loves us and we must love him. And the third conviction, God calls us to love our neighbor. And it is a very spiritual approach of interreligious dialogue. It is what we call the dialogue of spiritualities, to correct an information which has been given yesterday by some agencies. This is not an answer to the Regensburg speech of the Holy Father. It is a message which is sent to the Pope and 25 religious leaders all around the world on the occasion of the end of Ramadan.